Hi everyone, this is Bonnie from RiverdaleCoaching.com, and I want to talk to you today about a house of cards. Kind of a strange example, but bear with me. And what I want to talk to you about is people build their house of cards and they build their lives up, and then things happen and it feels like your entire house of cards has been knocked down. And people wail and they moan about how they have nothing left anymore and it's all a mess and they're terribly distraught. And in fact, it's not true. If you look at this house of cards, true, the house part is gone, but you're not left with nothing. You still have a whole mess of cards lying there. What are you going to do with them? What are the opportunities that you have with this mess that you've been given? Well, you could pick up and start to rebuild. You could pile them up. You could fan them out. You could play a game of solitaire. You can find someone to play with you. You could give some away. You could barter for something new with those cards. There's a multitude of opportunities, even though what you were building has fallen down. And I want you to take that analogy and realize that when life throws you those curveballs and bad things happen, and it does, and it will, instead of focusing on the tragedy and the loss, move forward and ask yourself, what are the new opportunities? What are the new things and the new challenges I might have to overcome to get there? What are the opportunities I have here instead of just focusing on the negative? And that's my analogy of the day. Think about what your house of cards is and the opportunities that you have if that falls down. Have a great night, a great day, wherever you are, and take care.